High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
Have you ever been out somewhere and seen like one of those old phone booths that's still around, and you're like, oh my God, I forgot about those.
Seriously, my kids came across one not long ago and they didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
Like, what do you do with that? Sad. Why are there so many buttons?
Yeah. Well, it's like when you walk into a business and they have a fax machine in the office and you're like, wow, did I step back in time?
Oh my God.
And one of our listeners says she met a guy in an old fashioned kind of place.
All right.
Her name is Kara and she emailed our show for help. Hey, Kara, what's up?
Hey guys, how are you?
I feel like you met him at the mall or something.
Tell us about the guy that you met. What's his name and where did you meet him?
So his name is Clinton and we actually met at a bookstore.
Oh, Clinton. That is old fashioned.
Cute.
Yeah, I can't believe those are still around.
Like,
yeah.
digital
dude,
bookstore,
hey,
or?
Support your local bookstores. The independent ones, awesome.
Yeah.
Nobody. I thought I'd get a big cheer.
A big cheer. Yeah. We throw a parade or something.
I'm not a big reader.
No. So, what happened with you and Clinton? How did you end up meeting?
So, we actually were in the same book aisle. I'm really into Dolores Cannon. She was like a medium, kind of into that metaphysical stuff.
My favorite medium.
Oh, nice.
Jose doesn't know what
Don't
he's talking
about. Tell her.
About.
She believed me. Come on.
Okay.
So he was into that world, too?
Well, yeah, apparently. So, yeah, he kind of approached me first. And, you know, we were just talking about the books that we were into. And we probably talked for a good, I don't know, 20 minutes.
Okay.
And then he actually asked me for my number.
Cute.
Oh, okay.
Sounds
great. Oh, my God. Was your heart, like, pumping right then?
It was. It was so like kind of like movie scene. It was really kind of cool, you know.
So what did you guys end up doing when you went out for a date? Or was this the date?
Well, we were texting. We texted for like a week trying to set up a date. We just really couldn't get our schedules together. Mm. And so this was kind of really ironic. The book that I had purchased that day, when I took it home, it was ripped in the back. And I didn't realize it whenever like the last few pages were ripped. So I just wanted to return it. And when I returned the book, he was there again.
Oh.
Whoa.
Yeah. So we just chit-chatted for a minute, and then, you know, we finally set up the date.
Oh,
and
good.
The other thing that's kind of odd is our date was at a coffee shop that was actually near that bookstore.
Okay.
And I'm like, I don't know, like, I'm just feeling some type of way because I want to kind of get out of that scene. Like, I'm really into this guy, but I feel like...
So wait, did you do the coffee date?
Yeah, yeah.
How was that? I mean, there was no flirting? It felt friendly?
I was flirting, but I don't know. This is why I need your help because I'm really bad at this. I don't know if maybe it's just my paranoia that's getting to me, but I want to like go out with him. Like, let's take a night and get all dressed up and go out and really get to know each other. And so this like coffee shop stuff.
So you're saying you weren't impressed with his date decisions and you were looking for something a little more elaborate, maybe like a dinner and a movie.
Something.
I think it sounds like she wants to go drinking with him and have a real good night is what it sounds like to me.
A coffee date or like breakfast and lunch, a little friend zone-y, you know?
Yeah. Breakfast is only sexy if it's the next morning.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, but so since your disappointing coffee date, has he tried to reach out to you at all?
I mean, we texted just like silly little messages here and there. He's not like blowing me off completely. Mm-hmm. I just don't feel like he wants, like, an actual, like, go out on the town date.
I know that vibe.
Why do you feel that, though?
Because he hasn't really taken me out.
Yeah, it's an effort. Valid reason.
It's just really strange because, you know, he asked me for my number, but the couple times that I've seen him, you know, we were surrounded at books or coffee.
Yeah.
And it's not really, like, progressing in a more romantic way.
I like that. So you're taking charge of the situation.
Yeah. You want to at least move from the coffee shop to the Cinnabon. Like, at least move up one level.
You know, at this point, I would totally take Cinnabon over another coffee.
Okay. So are you looking for us to try to switch his mind on the friend zone thing? Or do you just want an explanation?
Well, both. I would like an explanation, and I mean, I really would like to have something more with this guy. I'm really into him. He seems really cool. He's not really the type of guy that I would go out with, so I think I'm really fascinated with that because I usually date, you know, jockey kind of guys.
Okay.
Yes, wealthy men.
No, she said jockey. She likes little guys that ride horses.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Okay, well, let's find out what's going on with this guy. We're going to play a song. We'll come back. We'll call him and try and get your second date update. Okay, Kara?
Thank you.
All right, hold on. If you're just tuning in for the second date update, one of our listeners, Kara, met a guy named Clinton at a bookstore while they were perusing the same aisle for reading materials. And they ended up hanging out at a coffee shop near the bookstore, and she found out she really likes him, and right now they are texting, but she feels like she's not getting the vibe that he wants to continue to pursue their connection and go on a bigger, more romantic style date.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not really sure why that is. So she's reached out to us for help. And Kara, I was thinking about this during the break. Have you ever considered that you might not be sending him strong enough romantic vibes where he'll know that you're interested? Because guys just aren't very good at reading signs in women.
I actually never thought of that.
It's not a bad idea, Jeffrey.
Yeah, like sometimes you really have to paint a clear picture for us. So if it comes down to it, Kara, are you willing to wear sexy lingerie in the bookstore to really just send the message so that Clinton knows for sure, hey, I'm interested in more than just a coffee hangout?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that, Kara?
I mean, I could go in with an overcoat on and...
What?
Hey!
No, a little librarian role play.
No. Dude, I like
Kara,
this.
Kara, if he's that dumb, I mean, come on.
Did I just drop my bookmark? Whoopsies. You have to pick it up.
All of a sudden, Jose is taking up reading.
Yeah.
Very strange. Very strange.
Clinton will take it to a 4-star restaurant after he sees that.
Hey, there you go.
I mean, I'm willing to really do anything. I just, you know, want to see where he's at with this.
Okay.
Dude, we're good.
Like
you go log on to some like Victoria's Secret websites.
There you go.
And I'll talk to Clinton while we do that.
I'll also log on to Victoria's Secret while we're doing this.
Oh my god!
All right, it's just in case.
It's obviously Savage Fenty that everybody's buying.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
You know what that is?
You go find that. We're gonna dial Clinton's phone number. You ready to do this?
She's on the website.
Yeah. Okay. She's searching. All right. Good. I'm dialing number right now. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking to speak with Clinton.
This is him speaking. Who's this?
Hey, Clinton. My name's Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. You have a second to talk with us?
I guess.
So, we do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. That's where if you go out with someone and afterwards, if that person isn't calling you back, you can email us and we'll reach out to your date for you to figure out why they've been avoiding you.
Okay, and...
So, we got an email recently from a girl who says she had a very nice time hanging out with you, and she's hoping to pursue more of a romantic connection. Her name is Kara.
Oh, okay.
And I guess it's not, like, totally normal, because she did say you guys have been texting back and forth. It's not like...
Yeah.
You haven't ghosted her or anything. She hasn't accused you of that.
Yeah, no, Carrie's a great girl.
Yeah.
Why is that bad?
Anytime a dude's like, she's great, that's friend zone, dude.
What are you talking about? Never, what do you want her to say?
Never met a hot girl that I wanted to hook up with that I'm like, she's great.
Okay, I see. It's the tone of when you say great. It's like,
yeah, she's like, oh, she's awesome. Like, oh, yeah, I like her.
Like, she's great is good, but like, she's great.
Yeah, if he's not saying it like Tony the Tiger.
Okay, just ask her, you guys, just ask him. Are you friend zoning her?
I mean, I'm just getting to know her, and, you know, that's just kind of how it's been going.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay.
Well, take it things slow.
I mean, to be fair, Kara thinks that you're great too, and she really wants to get to know you more.
It sounds like an insult.
It doesn't. She had a nice time hanging out with you, but if she's being completely honest, she feels like you're not that interested in taking things further. Is that true?
I wouldn't say that's true. I'm definitely interested, but there's just some things that I'm taking my time with and. Just, you know, being a bit protective of the situation.
Oh, so you need to break up with your current girlfriend.
Yeah, that does sound like what you're saying.
Yeah, why are you hesitating?
When you say situation. Are you single?
Oh, yeah, I am. I'm single.
Okay, good. So when did you plan on calling her and taking her out again?
We've been talking and trying to, you know, like, coordinate our schedules. It's just been a bit tough.
That's the thing. She's tired of talking. She wants to do something with you.
Action,
I mean,
bro.
You've got to understand, too. Like, people are jaded in the dating world right now, right? Mm. She feels like you're going to ghost her, is what it feels like.
You know, the entire situation with Kara, it's really been gnawing at me. And I'm not sure on how to discuss it with her, but it is something that, you know, it's been bothering me. I do eventually want to talk to her about
it. Okay, so there is something underlying for why you're taking your time with this. Would you mind telling us about it? Maybe we could help you through it. You can even be really general about it. You don't have to get too specific.
Sure, yeah.
But we're trying to help out one of our listeners. I mean, she's worried if this goes on any longer, it's going to end up in the friend zone for her, too. So let's fix this now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I don't know how much she's told you guys in terms of how we met and whatnot, but we met at this bookstore, and it was might sound cheesy, but a really magical moment. And
That is cute.
She did say that it felt like it was like a movie scene.
Yeah.
Like it was a meet cute.
So what's the problem?
Well, the issue is I actually was heading to work when we met, and where I was heading to work is actually at that bookstore. And I didn't want her to know that I work there because it just felt like it would have ruined the moment. It was just such a great moment. And so, you know, we've been meeting. We've met a couple of times. And I know that it's usually around the bookstore.
I don't understand. I'm not understanding. Why would it be bad if she knows that you work at the bookstore?
I don't get that either.
I don't know. It's not the most attractive job position, especially considering getting to know her in the brief time that we have spent together. A lot of the guys that she's dated, you know, they've had a bit more real type of jobs. And now I feel a bit conflicted because we've known each other now for a little bit over a month, and I feel like I should have just told her from the beginning, and now it feels awkward, and I don't know how to tell her.
That is so sweet. It really is. But I also think, like, you shouldn't compare yourself to the guys she dated in the past. Those guys obviously didn't work out, and she's a book lover. Like, what could be better? She gets discounts. I mean, rad.
I mean, started using him.
To be fair, she kind of should compare him to the other guys from the past.
Why?
Based on the type of dates that she says that she wants.
I mean, I would hope that she would be understanding. I just don't want this to be a deal breaker, and I kind of feel like now it's a bit too far.
You're too deep.
Well, I mean, I do wonder how Kara feels about this, because actually I need to let you know, Clinton, that she's on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
Wait.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You guys can talk to each other.
Yeah, weird.
Oops. This is good.
Wait, she's been listening to me this whole time?
Yeah, yes.
She's on the line.
Kara,
don't be bad.
You there?
Oh, my God.
I'm here. Clinton, hi.
Oh, my
God. You're okay,
hey,
bro.
Hey, Kara. This is so awkward.
I'm actually so relieved. Like, if that's really the reason, please don't be embarrassed. I think that's awesome. Like,
I mean, it's nice to hear you say that makes you happy and whatnot, but I don't know if you remember the conversation we had about the other guys you dated and the jobs that they've had. Not necessarily, on the bookstore level. So just thought that was...
Yeah, but they treated me not well. So I don't... Job status doesn't really matter to me. I mean, as long as you're a decent person.
Okay. I mean, that's great to hear, but I just want you to know, like, it's not, you know, I work at a bookstore. Like, I don't make a lot of money there. It's not like I take you to fancy places like you're used to and whatnot. So,
hey, you get a 20% discount at that bookstore cafe. Don't sell yourself short.
Hey, come
on. We can
on.
Definitely get you a discount.
Yo, I got you the croissant on me, girl.
Yeah. You guys, women work. We have our own money. She can take you out.
Oh.
I'm a simple girl. I don't, you know, I don't really need wined and dined all the time. Maybe just every once in a while.
Oh.
You know, I've wanted to do that, and I've wanted to take you out. It's just been a bit tough with my schedule. Oh. But I hope that we can definitely make that happen, especially now that you know what's going on.
All right. Well, I mean, this sounds like it's going well.
It's really cool.
Clinton, I have a Red Lobster gift card with your name on it.
Oh, yes. Show me those cheddar biscuits.
I mean,
fancy
place. We're really moving up here. Would you like to go out on another date with Kara? We will pay for it.
I would love to go out with her, and that's very generous to you guys, but I should let you know I am allergic to shellfish.
Okay. Show them all.
You can just get the sides of spinach.
Okay. And the cheddar biscuits.
Yeah.
I think they're fine.
We have a lot of gift cards. We'll find one that doesn't serve seafood, and you guys can go there.
I would love that. I appreciate
Aww.
That.
Oh, you guys are so cute. Are you excited, Kara?
I mean, I was excited, but the shellfish thing is kind of a deal breaker for me.
What?
Oh, no.
Just kidding.
Oh, just kidding.
She's got jokes.
Right. Yeah, she does.
All right. Well, congratulations to you two.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, guys.
Yeah. Oh, I love love.
But definitely hold on to that lingerie, okay, Kara?
Oh, okay.
Wait, what lingerie?
Oh, you'll find out soon, bud. Don't worry.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.